before we get to the specifics of your show, to or your multiple shows, your show circuit virtually at this point, to talk about the Arnold Classic. What do you see? You got all these guys. You got Dexter and Cedric and Bonac. It's just a this is a great lineup for the Arnold issue.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great lineup. Obviously, short of Phil Heath himself and Big Rowney, you got pretty much the Olympia lineup. It's probably the most competitive lineup we've had in some years, which is great to see.
Dennis,
listen, the short of it is you got to go with Dexter.
Yeah,
I mean, this guy is just incredible. I mean, at his age, and he's 48. I think he's going to be 49 this year, if I'm not mistaken. It's absolutely phenomenal. He's defied every odd that there is. I mean, there's you can't speak enough about him. Mm-hmm. But listen, until somebody shows me otherwise, Dexter's the guy to beat. I mean, there's no question about it. He's going to be the guy to beat. I don't think Cedric can hang with him. As great as Cedric is, I think we've seen the best of Cedric. And listen, he's gone up against Dexter a number of times. I don't think he's ever beaten him. So the rest of the guys are, listen, also great, but they just, you know, you're talking about a guy who was good enough to win the Olympia. Yep. So that in itself should show people, you know, what he's all about. Unless he comes in off, then he'd have to come in pretty off, which, you know, he just doesn't do.
No.
Dexter is definitely the guy to beat. Then it's wide open. Bonac, he can hang with Dexter, man. This guy's good. Mm-hmm. I remember talking about Bonac a few years ago before anybody could pronounce his name. And I told people, hey, watch this guy. You know, he's coming up, man. You can see him making progress. But he's a fire plug, man. He's got a lot of muscle. He can hang with Dexter, you know, with mass. You know, he gets in great conditioning. So look for those guys to go 1-2. And then after that, it's anybody's game after that. I mean, I can see a Cedric in there. I can see, Ronan in there?
Yeah, Rowley, Dennis, Biecki, Max Charles, De La Rosa, yeah. Freddie Smalls.
Yeah, I mean, Max has made a lot of improvements. He'll be up there, but he's going to have a hard time with those top guys. Rudy Winkler's a beast, and I don't mean that in the sense of, you know, of the nickname. I mean, this guy's made huge progress over the last couple of years, bringing up some lagging body parts. He'll be right up there in that top three. You know, I could see him right behind Bonac. I could see him beating possibly Cedric. Cedric is the wild card here because you got a former Arnold winner. But he's got his hands full. I mean, this is not the lineup of last year or the year before. So, listen, he could win. He could win the whole thing. You never discount Cedric because he's got a tremendous physique. But I can also see him being in fifth or sixth. You know, literally without Rami and Phil, if you just take the Olympia lineup, you could just exchange it for this one, barring somebody coming in extremely improved or somebody that extremely misses the mark.
You know a bit more about the behind the scenes and how these things work and how they're
sure.
kind of put together. Was this kind of put together in this way? I mean, the 212 isn't as full as it has been in other years,
right.
but I think Australia is. Are they working on something to try to coordinate to where you've got certain athletes at some shows and making sure you're able to fill it at other shows? Or
not really. I mean, there's no concerted effort, like to space it out, so to say.
Yeah.
Could just be the way they put it together. I mean, obviously, the Arnold has always been based mostly open. You know, that's the big pull, the big push, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're selling, you know. It's a good lineup. It's just not a very deep lineup in terms of numbers. And then, like you say, Australia, big hats off to Tony Doherty, by the way, for continuing that on. It's a huge undertaking, but man, he does a great job in Australia, treats those athletes. You'll never hear a bad word about Tony Doherty from any pro athlete ever. He just takes care of people, and he truly loves the sport of bodybuilding. So good for Tony. He's got a good lineup down there. So some of those guys, they like that. I mean, it's a hell of a trip, which I've refused to take because good old Tony, he's invited me out to host that show 4 or 5 times now, and I can't do it just in terms of that lengthy trip. You'd have to knock me out and just wait to get there. But one of these days, maybe I'll be able to do it. This year, unfortunately, I really couldn't do it just because my show is literally in between those two. But, yeah, listen, I mean, that's a great 212 lineup. And the 212 is really, they've gained their own over the last, you know, since we implemented it years ago. It's really kind of got seeked its own level. Right. And they got their own fan base, and a lot of those guys taking advantage and signing contracts. That's exactly why we put that division in, was to give those guys an opportunity they probably would not have already had.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite amongst those? You got Hadi Chopin, the new guy, and Jose,
I mean,
David?
Chopin, or Chopin, I don't know which, I think it's Chopin. Chopin is, this is the guy to beat. I mean, this guy's he's an animal. I mean, he's got a lot of muscle. He brings that conditioning. I don't know if Ashkenani is in there.
I don't think so.
I don't have the list in front of me, because he's in there. That's a hell of a battle right there. I know Flex Lewis is not in there, correct?
Right. Sister Nino, Raymond,
Jose Raymond is the Dexter Jackson of the 212. This guy has been around. I competed against Jose. Yeah. I mean, that's how far back we go. And he's still doing it, man. He still brings it. David Henry, again, another former Olympian. This guy, again, just defies age, but they got a pretty good crew. They're very competitive. They're also very friendly. I know that 212 crew is very tight.
Yeah.
They're all friends. They all keep in contact. But when it comes time to,
do business.
Get down with business on stage, listen, they're trying to beat each other. That's what it's all about.
Yeah,
so you got to go with Chopin. I mean, if this guy is, if he gets beat, I'd be very surprised.
Wow. Well, what do you think about fitness, being that Oksana's out? Does De Silva and Wagner maybe battle it out? I mean,
with Oksana out, it clearly opens up the field for somebody to be a new champ. And I wouldn't discount any of those other girls. Again, I don't have the list in front of me, but De Silva, Bethany, Miriam Capes. I don't know if she's in there, but, she's tremendous.
Yeah. Whitney Jones.
That's a new talent, too. Ariel Kadar
is
somebody I would look out for. She is excellent on stage. I mean, she's got a great presence, beautiful routines, very strong in her moves and very creative. So I wouldn't doubt you see anybody from some veterans like we mentioned to, some of the new ones that have come out. So always exciting. I love fitness. I love watching it.
Well, figure you've got Sydney Gillen in, so I guess she's the one to watch.
Yeah, Sydney is incredible.
Heather Dees.
Actually, that lineup is pretty close to the Olympia, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yeah, you got Heather Dees, Candace, Carter Lewis,
Candace and Sydney, I mean, there's one and two kind of either way. Is Nicole Wilkinson?
No, I didn't see the name.
No.
Not on the initial splash, but she might have come back in.
I mean, there's your 1-2 splash, and then you got some new ones that have been climbing the ladder over the last few years that you'll see up in that mix. But those two girls right there, very difficult to beat. difficult.
Yeah. And the divisions that seem to have the largest numbers are Classic, women's physique and men's physique. But Classic, you got Breon, Danny Hester, Arash, Lee Banks, all these, like, more Olympia.
Look for Arash to make a splash here.
You think? Yeah.
He screwed up at the Olympia, admittedly. Yeah. I mean, he messed up in his prep, and he didn't come in the way he should have come in. But that kid is good.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely look for him to be up there, possibly even upset in the apple cart. Breon is an excellent champ.
Mm-hmm.
Danny Hester, again, another Dexter type where, he's my age.
Mm-hmm.
And, he ain't letting anything down. The fact that he can still compete with these young cats is incredible. Mm-hmm. Danny's a great guy.
Yeah.
So you got some good competition there. Robert Timms, if he's in there. Now, there's a guy I thought was very underrated.
Mm-hmm.
I think he could have been in the top 3 or 4 at the Olympia, and he didn't get that high. I'm not sure why. Again, there's a decision I didn't agree with, but if Robert Timms is in, I would definitely put him up in that list. So you got great competition all the way around with the Arnold.
Yeah, women's physique. Seems like Shanique Grant and all these young bucks are getting a lot of attention, but how do you think they'll stand up against the Kira Newmans and Danny Reardon?
You can't stand up to Shanique Grant. You just can't. That physique is ridiculous. She's a cartoon character come to life, and that's what you need. You want to be the best. I thought she could have had a good shot of unseating Juliana at this Olympia, and unfortunately, she hasn't had the best luck getting on the Olympia stage the last 2 years.
Right.
I'm hoping that that's just pure bad luck of the draw, and it's not some sort of a mental block.
Right.
You know, with just things just seem to happen around that time. But
the Cedric,
she's on all cylinders. If she's even remotely close, she's the Phil Heath of women's physique.
Wow.
That's what you got right there. That's a chick that can go on for the next 7-8 years. Wow. You know, whatever, you know, winning and breaking records and all that kind of stuff, because she has that kind of physique and she's young.
Yeah.
What is she, 21, 22 years old?
Yeah, I think 20, exactly. So you don't think she's too cartoonish for the division necessarily, because some people would say up against a Juliana, it's a different look, and maybe that's not right. But
well, it is a different look, but it's a good look. I mean, listen, she's got a waist the size of, her thigh is probably bigger than her waist, you know. I mean, there's, you know, shoulders are ridiculous. They might even be a little over the top, but you know what? She's young. She'll grow into that.
Right. She'll get some hips.
And she's just, like I say, she's a tremendous... What I am glad to see is, I mean, I talked to her a couple of years ago about making that switch. Mm-hmm. As I have, I'm always looking for good talent that I think can do better in women's physique. You know, they all come from fitness. I mean, bigger for the most part. But just like you're seeing with Natalia Abraham, Coelho.
Mm-hmm.
Another, the tremendous physique. Again, young girl. Again, that was a girl that was in vigor. Again, we had that conversation at the Olympia. It's just my 2 cents, but I think you could be a superstar in physique. You know, well, yeah, but those girls are big. No, they're not big. That's a misconception. They're not big girls. Listen, Dani Reardon is, you know, as small as they get.
Exactly.
But she's damn good. Juliana, for that matter, is not a big girl. I mean, she's a tiny little girl, tiny girls, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But she's put together.
Exactly.
So you got some, again, you got some talent there with all due respect to the competitors there. You'll see Shanique Grant probably winning. You'll probably see Natalia placing second.
Nice.
Then it'll kind of go from there. You know, I don't know who.
You think?
Again,
you think?
The top names of Autumn Swanson's in. If you got.
It's a huge lineup. It's like 40 girls. It's like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's. Well, they switched that to an open format, so I mean, you know, it's not an invitational anymore. So you're going to get a whole bunch in there, which is good.
Yeah. In men's physique, I mean, you got Andre Ferguson, he's doing Columbia this coming week,
okay.
So we'll get a preview. But Brandon Hendrickson, George Brown, so you know,
yeah, there's three names right there. You're gonna look at for your top three. I mean, those guys are great. I'm unprepared. Unfortunately, I don't have these lineups in front of me. But
right.
That's three names right there, John. That if I was a betting man, I wouldn't count any one of them out of the top five.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah, and it's like I say, it's another division. It's got like 40 competitors in it, so. It's just huge. But then, and also one last thing on the competition schedule, because we've already had now two of the pro qualifiers. Tunisia, I think they had three pros come out of there, and then we just had the Shuru in India with five pros come out of that, and we've got the Amateur Olympia coming up this weekend. How do you think that's coming along with the rollout of the IFBB Pro League International Pro Qualifiers, because obviously you're in that business as well.
Sure. It couldn't be any better. I mean, we've added, what, close to 60 shows, I think, when we made the split. So we're rocking and rolling. I mean, luckily we already had a lot of people in place. You know, there were already promoters and you know, are involved in various ways. So it was a very natural transition, you know, of really just expanding our brand now into, you know, Europe and Asia and other parts of the world. So, it's gone as smooth as it can on our side. Now, we've had to deal with some, you know, stuff from the dark side over there because they like to play their games and, you know, they're clearly behind the eight ball. So they've got to make stuff up and they've got to put out stupid little memos.
Right.
It's kind of funny to watch to me, but right now they're just a fly in the ointment, really. Yeah.
Well, and a lot of that's trying to discourage athletes that might be participants in their shows or that competed in the IFBB Pro League anyway, to discourage them from competing in the Pro League to compete in theirs. But
fairness, they've been our best advocates so far. I mean, we literally could ask for more from a quote competing organization than to do some of the things that they've done.
Mm-hmm.
They just continue to push people towards us. And which is great. I mean, I can't thank them enough, you know, for some of the things that they've actually put out. Like they put out a memo, I don't know, 2-3 weeks ago saying that any amateur that competes at the Arnold Columbus will be suspended from their organization.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, great. Okay. Well, go suspend all your amateurs. Where do you think you're going to go? You know, it's things like that that it's just stupid. Or they've got a lot of weird rules. I mean, and again, we can save that for a part two or three, right. You know, down the road somewhere. But, you know, one of the reasons that we parted ways is a lot of the stuff they do we've never really agreed with, but it's gotten worse over the years. And I got inundated with emails when we first announced the split, you know, and we wanted to make good, you know, with people that were supposed to get pro cards and things. And you would be absolutely shocked at some of these stories that have come out of different areas, in particular the UK, which obviously I've got my shows at, so I've been more involved than anybody. But I mean, stories of just of going and winning a pro qualifying show and then not getting your pro card.
Right.
You know, which is completely foreign to us because right. We have a black and white system that we've always had since 1981. You win, you're in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no debate. There's no panel that gets together. They don't vote on it. There's no, you won. I mean, that's it. That should be the criteria.
Right.
They don't do that, or at least they haven't done that. They, mm-hmm. A very strange system of letting you know, oh, we'll take you under consideration or,
well, I know,
you know, that type of thing.
I know, being that I'm in Florida, we have a lot of international athletes, people that were like the so-called dreamers, maybe that were maybe born overseas in a country like Peru, but grew up here, never knew the country. But
undocumented bodybuilders.
Yeah, yeah, and then they would they couldn't compete at nationals; they'd compete in NPC shows.
Right.
But then they'd. People don't realize the effort that Mr. Mannion has gone to over the years to try to help athletes. I know we see it in Florida often. I mean, you compete in a number of shows and you ask. And
the stories are egregious. I mean, they're almost beyond belief. Like you'd almost not believe them if we didn't know them to be true. I'd have people, you know, I had a girl email me and inquiring about obtaining her pro card with us. And, she says, I won, you know, I said, what have you won, you know, that you think you feel as though you should have given your pro card?
Mm-hmm.
And she says, I won the Arnold Fitness South Africa last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, overall? And she's like, yeah, I got a picture, you know, she sent me a picture with her and Arnold on stage, you know, with him raising her hand, you know, congratulations, you look fantastic, you know, all that, you know, what did you eat, you know, all that. Yeah, and I'm like, well, why didn't you get your pro card? I'm like, well, they said there wasn't enough people competing in it.
Really?
What? It's like, so, yeah, they've got rules that they just make up. You know, well,
yeah.
Got to be 15 people in your class or you don't get your pro card.
But they didn't tell you that before you entered. It's like,
well, first of all, what's the difference? Even if they told you that beforehand, that's so
you're right.
Out of the realm. Why would you hold the athlete responsible for what the promoter didn't do?
Exactly.
You know, listen, if one person shows up at our nationals, not that it's ever happened, but, you know, in the middleweights, well, then you win. I mean, if there's three, then there's three. Then I guess you're in the top three.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, obviously we've had numbers, you know, that are obviously very good at all these shows. But it doesn't matter whether there was nobody else or whether there was 50 people in your class.
Exactly.
You know, we don't hold the athlete responsible, you know, for who didn't show up. They did show up. But, you know, again, you win, you're in. You know, so stories like that. I mean, I got crushed with email. I've got hundreds of emails of I got this, I won this, I won that, I won this. Then you got other goofy stuff. Like there was a problem we were having with communication because I would get, you know, we were very specific. I'm like, look, if you won an overall and it was supposed to be a pro qualifying event and you did not get your pro card, let us know. You know, and, you know, we will grandfather you in because you should have rightfully gotten it, you know, over the last year or so. You know, and I believe I got stuff from the 90s and the 80s. Hey, I won something in 82. You know, it's like, no, it's not getting crazy. But anyways, what would happen, John, is I'd get an email, and they'd say, you know, I won my category of this and that. And I'm like, okay, well, did you win the overall? And you're like, well, no, I won my category. But and I'm thinking to myself, okay, so category to them is like our classes, you know.
Yeah.
So, listen, we're looking for overall winners. I mean, you know, if you won your class, then that doesn't really, you know, that wasn't really what was advertised. You're like, no, I won my, you know, and I'm like, what is going on here? Like there's, I'm missing something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, come to find out, she's like, because the girl will be like, well, no, I won the bikini category. Mm-hmm. Like, so you won the overall. She's like, well, no, I didn't win the overall. And I'm like, wait a minute here. What am I missing? Well, what I found out was they do some goofy stuff out there where they'll have an overall with the different division winners. You heard me right.
Yeah.
So the bikini winner, the figure winner, the fitness winner, and the female bodybuilding winner would go for an overall title.
Wow. So
I'm like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. Why? They're different than Vision. How would you even judge them? But they would award somebody, quote, an overall. So that's why they kept saying, well, I won my category, but I lost the overall. And I'm like, oh, Jesus. Wow. Like, okay, well, now we got a whole other can of worms of, you know, that's how screwed up that system is.
Right.
And I'm not even getting into other stuff. I mean, you know, people, athletes routinely would win things, and then they tell them, well, you know, for $10,000, we'll give you your pro card, you know, or $20,000, or, you know, some of these astronomical fees that would, you know, and we didn't have any part of any of this stuff. So until it became knowledge to us, we're like, well, listen, that's your own country that's hit you up for that. I mean, you know, we don't have any control over that, but that's not a fair, you know, our fee is $250 a year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Same for Phil Heath, same for anybody, you know, it's no different than, but that's what we get, you know, and these people from these other countries, they would just pawn them off on, oh, well, it's the American, they, you know, that's the money they require for you to turn down. No, we didn't have anything to do with it.
Right.
So you can see why we split when we did. And,
and it's,
you know, like I say,
it seems like a pretty good, pretty great thing, actually. And for people that, with the last couple of shows, like last weekend show in India, it looks like some of the divisions might have been a little light on competitors, and you're still going to win the overall. Sure. But now that you're a promoter as well, I mean, you're facing the same sort of circumstance. I think it's important for competitors to know anywhere in the world that you're located, like in the United States, where, say, you don't want to travel too far, but you live in South Florida and you come from Central or South America anyway. I mean, now you've got shows in the Caribbean, in Costa Rica.
Right, yeah.
You got things. You got shows that are really close that aren't necessarily going to cost you a whole lot more to go to that show and compete than to compete in North Florida. So,
well, we've done a few things that I think are smart, and, you know, first of all, it's the same everywhere you go. Mm-hmm. You know, like any franchise should be. You walk into a McDonald's anywhere in this world, they look exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
Same menu, same this, same look, same colors, same everything. And that's how it always should be. Canada always had weird rules. Europe always had their own strange stuff and rules. The UK and everywhere else, Asia. It should never be different like that. It should all be the same. Well, that's one thing we've done. It's the same. I don't care whether you go to Indonesia or whether you're in Germany or at Dennis James' show or my show's in the UK. It's all the same. That's number one. Number two, we've opened up the borders. They had restrictions on where athletes could and couldn't compete, which obviously did not help to expand the brand. You know, for those looking for an analogy, it'd be like, you know, you're from Texas, but, you know, they don't allow you to compete in New York. That type of thing. You know, it's like, no, man, just open these things up, you know.
Right.
We also opened it up to any amateur. We don't care what federation. We have no restrictions on amateurs.
Mm-hmm.
This is where the dark side makes their mistake. They want to put restrictions on amateurs. Like, well, go ahead. But listen, we don't recognize pros from other organizations. So if you're a pro in the W whatever, you know, we don't recognize that. You're an amateur to us. So unless you go through our protocol, you're welcome to go compete in the amateur division and earn your pro card with us.
Yeah.
Now, once you get to the pros, yes, we do have restrictions. As an IFBB Pro League professional, yes, you cannot compete in another organization. That's the contract you sign.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the decision you make, you know, if you want to be with us.
And,
you know, we offer a whole lot of things.
I think interesting on that point, though, too, as with the Lee Priest of the world, even though he would go and compete somewhere else, it was never all this blown up thing that it was made out to be, that somehow he was going to be penalized. You kind of interceded on his behalf, I think, over the years to try to smooth things over, or because he was running his mouth and saying a bunch of negative stuff and just putting the league on blast, too.
Saying negative stuff is one thing. And listen, he's been the most fined athlete in the history of the IFBB. And the interesting thing was all those fines came from his buddy Wayne D'Amelio when he was in charge, which he ended up going and competing for. So I always thought that to be kind of amusing, that the guy that fined the crap out of you, you'd end up actually going to support like an idiot. But listen, Lee had every opportunity in the world, and he just chose to go compete somewhere else. And, you know, it doesn't matter whether he agrees with it or whether anybody else agrees with it. Those are the rules in place.
Right.
So, yeah, the minute he stepped on I think it was the PDI back then, another Wayne D'Amelio promotion, he was suspended, you know, from us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, well, now you're done, you know. No. I'm sure that for the six rabble rousers online going, yeah, you go, Lee, you know, they should be able to tell you where you can compete. I'm sure that was great. You know, you just gave up hundreds of thousands of dollars and
right.
prize money and sponsorship dollars and, you know, everything else he could have been a part of, let alone, obviously, that was just prior to us bringing, you know, unrolling the 212 division,
mm-hmm.
which he obviously could have been very successful in. So, mm-hmm. not a smart play, but even when we gave him the opportunity, and you're exactly right, this is the part I get a kick out of. Everybody hails me as the bad guy, you know, saying, no, me and Lee don't quite see eye to eye. Well, I'm the one who actually wrote his reinstatement letter. I wrote it. Yeah. You know, at his request, he asked me for help getting back in the Federation, which, again, I, you know, I'd never been an enemy of Lee's. I just thought some of his decisions were stupid, but listen, you know, those are your decisions and your livelihood. But even though I didn't necessarily agree with it, nor was it my responsibility or obligation, because he wasn't in the IFBB, so I didn't have any obligation to help him. I just did it to do it, you know. And I wrote his reinstatement letter. I got him back in, you know, and got Jim to consider it. And we allowed him back in the Federation. And then he just did nothing with it after that. He never competed. Said he was going to compete, didn't for various reasons, whatever he came up with. And then it just ran out. You know, like January rolled around, and, you know, that was it.
So
the funny thing is everything he's suspended for life. He's actually not under any suspension or anything.
Right.
He's just nowhere.
Right.
You know, because, you know, his membership ran out. And, you know, to my knowledge, I don't even think he's ever applied again to get back in.
Yeah.
There was some talk that we were actually going to, you know, consider him to come back this next year. And then I guess he ran into a whole bunch of physical problems and injuries and surgeries and whatnot. So I think that ship has just sailed at this point. I mean, and now at this point, nobody really cares anymore. So
Yeah, but for the people,
so, man, that waste of talent to me. I mean, this guy's best years were wasted in some pissant little Federation that lasted 2 minutes, and then going to NABA or whatever he did, again, beating a bunch of slugs, you know, that weren't even good amateurs. It's, meanwhile, this guy could have been going head to head with Flex Lewis, David Henry, Guy Cisternino, everybody else. That's a 212 superstar. The fans would have loved it.
Right.
But force them.
No.
So.
But as far as any coercion, there wasn't any from the Federation per se. It's just a bunch of blown up.
The choice was his. Like I said, he was back in the Federation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and after that, he decided to go out. We were just waiting for him to compete. You know, he said he was going to compete in some show, and then allegedly his grandfather got ill. I don't know, there was some kind of story he had. And okay, well, you know, then he was supposed to go in something else, and that never occurred. And then the next thing you know, he went on radio with John Romano and Palumbo or whoever, and he just started to badmouth the Federation again.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, well, I don't know what brought that on, but, I mean, all we've done is, you know, let you back in, and then you're biting the hand that feeds you at that point.
Yeah.
And like I say, at that point, he wasn't suspended again or anything. It just January rolled around, and his membership came due like everybody else's.
Exactly.
And that was the end of it.
Yeah, the power of social media and loose cannons are just people that
there's no conspiracy against Lee. I mean, Lee made all his own decisions. Listen, he's a big boy. He can, you know, that's fine. If that's what he thought was in his best interest.
Yeah.
You know, all I know for a fact is he just cost himself a shitload of money over the years. So, and more importantly, history and time. I mean, listen, money's one thing. It comes and goes. But, you know, there's only one time that you get to, you know, make a splash, you know, with the best in the world. And once that passes, it's done. So it's just kind of a shame, really, for the – he always claimed to do things for the fans, but it's like, well, didn't you actually, you know was it for the fans that you gypped them out of the opportunity to see you compete against the best in the world?
Yeah.
How's that for the fans? I mean, honestly, that's against the fans to me.
And now, a word from our sponsors. Looking to lose weight, gain muscle, lean out, bulk up? Well, I do it all. Personalized service, detailed workouts, and most of all, results. So, you have an upcoming wedding, cruise, class reunion, or just adopting a healthier lifestyle, hit me up. I'm at Travalis@gmail.com. Or on social media, Instagram, IFBB Pro, Travalis Blunt, or Travalis Blunt on Facebook. Hop in my DM or message me.
When I'm not on stage competing against the very best bodies in the world, I also have a 9-to-5 job, and staying on meal plan can be a challenge. I turn to Pro Prep Meal Plan. Whether you're looking to lean out and lose weight, build muscle in bulk, or simply maintain a healthy lifestyle, ProPrep Meal Plan is the answer. Servicing Alabama and bordering states. Look for them on Facebook and IG. ProPrep Meal Plan.
For the best look on stage and most convenient, hassle-free service for your bodybuilding fitness event spray tan, look no farther than Hotspot Competition Tanning. Elisa and her crew have perfected their service at contests throughout Florida and beyond with the recognition and support of the majority of athletes and event promoters. Visit HotspotCompetitionTanning.com to schedule your competition airbrush spray tanning and competition makeup and hair appointments.
Yeah, one of the things that I've really been focusing on and trying to bring up this season is my middle back, my rhomboids. Shout out to Dr. Green over at Performance Driven Chiropractic here in Orlando, Florida. If you're in need of any work, guys, go ahead and pop in. Tell them that Travalis Blunt sent you. They are literally chiropractic savants. You just simply have to describe the problem. They kind of get to touch it and feel it around and instantly find it and diagnose it and get you on the right track. And they've made me better in a matter of weeks, so I'm sure they can help you also. But I needed for my rhomboids to pop, and you know, they've been working with the scraping and some cupping and all of these different procedures to really, you know, help me to be the best that I can be. So yeah, if you're ever in need of any work, go and holler at Dr. Green over at Performance Driven.